Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Hi, everybody. Gosh, you're all, I put on deodorant today. You're all sitting in the back. You're welcome to move up if you want. I'm Reverend Christine Green. My pronouns are she, her, and I welcome you here today. It's such a joy to be with you, and those of you online, thank you for being here. And happy Mother's Day. I did my part for Mother's Day. I'm not a mother, but I've counseled many mothers and their families. And I got to help someone else this month. And that was a little bird called a junco decided to build a nest in my begonia plant. And so every time I went out on the patio, she was like yelling at me. So I would go to sit in the sun, and she'd like be yelling at me, and I was like, and then I finally figured out it was because she had a nest. She didn't want me anywhere near it. So I got a plant hanger so I could put her hanging off the patio to the side so I can go out. But it doesn't matter. Now the father yells at me, so I don't. So anyway, my talk today is a balance of power. And it's about the masculine, feminine, divine energies that we have within us. And we have both of them. And it's not, doesn't matter what gender you are, it's that these are divine energies that flow through us. And we're not talking about the roles or the stereotypes, but it's about this energy that we have. And think of it this way, the masculine energy as the sun, bright, direct, structured, and action-oriented. And the feminine energy is the moon, fluid, intuitive, nurturing, and creative. And so both of these are essential, and both are powerful. And when they're balanced, they create harmony within us. And our favorite author and teacher, Reverend Dr. Ruth Miller, she said, uniting our masculine feminine natures, acknowledging that our inner power for healing and transformation is potentially as great as our capacity to manipulate outer forms, may well be the defining discovery of this century. That knowing that these energies, when we balance them and that they're working in us and through us in a divine way, and we've balanced them properly, that is more, even more powerful than doing anything to the outside form, right? Because it starts with intention first. It starts with the inner power, the divine power. So the masculine energy is the energy of doing. Masculine energy is all about direction and purpose and drive. It's the part of you that loves to plan, take action, and get things done, right? And when the masculine energy is healthy, then we feel focused, motivated, confident in making decisions, grounded in logic and discipline. But when it's imbalanced, it can look like overworking and burnout, trying to control everything, disconnecting from emotions, needing constant productivity to feel worthy, and a host of other things that are happening in the world right now that we won't get into today. But that's what happens when there's an imbalance, when it's not divinely orchestrated, but it's coming from the outside form. If you've ever felt exhausted and been unable to rest, it's your overactive masculine energy that's moving through you. So the divine feminine, the energy is the energy of being. the masculine is doing and the feminine is being. And the feminine energy is about flow and feeling and creativity. It's the part of you that knows when to rest, when to listen, and when to trust your intuition instead of logic. So when the feminine energy is balanced, you feel emotionally connected, creative, inspired, receptive to love and support, calm and soft and magnetic. So there's a whole different side that comes forward. But when the feminine is imbalanced, it may feel overly passive or indecisive. Have you ever had those moments of indecision? Yeah. Emotionally overwhelmed, dependent on others for validation, stuck in dreaming without action. It's that part of us that is imbalanced and it leaves us stuck. And I noticed when that happens for me that I just can't make a decision. Those times where I can't move forward. And that part of me is not activated. It's not working. If you've ever said, oh, I'll just wait for the right time again and again, it's that side that's wounded and it hasn't found itself yet. It hasn't found its balance. And this part of us also, when we're emotional, this is the part of us that gets caught in self-judgment and self-criticism. And that creates suffering. Tara Brach calls this the trance of unworthiness. That we have a sense of being flawed, that we're not okay. That we feel we're not quite the way we want to be. The trance is unseen, but it rules us all the time. So Tara, in her book, she talks about a friend sat with her dying mother, and her mother was in a coma for many hours, and her mother suddenly came out of her coma and looked directly at her daughter and said, you know, all my life, I thought something was wrong with me. And that was it. She closed her eyes and she passed. And the daughter said it was the greatest gift she could have received because she became aware of how deep and insidious it is that we are at war with ourselves, that we have this belief that I'm not enough, that I'm unworthy, I don't deserve. And so it's for us to pay attention to that. We know we judge ourselves, but seldom are we aware how insecure we are. So when we have too much feminine energy, we get lost in emotions and procrastination. Too much masculine energy, we become rigid and overworked and emotionally void, dry. And so an example in everyday life would be, let's say you're starting a business. Your feminine energy gives you the creative idea, the vision, and the masculine energy creates the strategy, the structure, and the plan to make it real. So we need both. We need both operating in partnership, in harmony together for us to move forward. Or in relationship, your feminine energy helps you connect emotionally and to be vulnerable. And the masculine helps you set boundaries and protects your peace. So we need both. And the masculine very often is needed as the shell or the foundation for the feminine to rise, for the feminine to come forward. So we need that balance of both of them. And even in self-care, because the feminine energy knows when to slow down, when to rest. But the masculine wants to keep the routines consistent. It's just, one more thing, I'm going to do this. Or they want to keep the structure. The structure has to be this way. That's when you know the masculine is in charge. But when they're both, then again, you have that harmony. You have that divine harmony. There's a dance between the two. Life flows best when both energies are working together. Your feminine energy receives the inspiration and the masculine acts on it. And the feminine energy feels the vision. And together they get the job done, whatever it is that we're looking to do. So to awaken feminine energy is to spend time in nature. Is it, don't you feel that? I just feel that sacred space of being in nature, being able to walk. And that's when we want to go hug a tree or sit next to a stream. It's like we feel that connectedness to the earth. Another way is to journal, to dance, to paint, to be creative, to listen to your body, pay attention to emotions. And it's really important to be able to do that, to practice receiving. Practice receiving. It's like that is so difficult for us, for the feminine energy to receive. I was with my cousin, and my aunt was giving away some things, and she asked us if we wanted certain things, and my cousin saw this statue and she liked it, and she said, my aunt said, do you want it? And she says, oh no. And she offered me a book, and I took the book, and so we leave, and my cousin said, I really wanted that statue. It was like, why didn't you say it? I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. We can't receive. We have to practice receiving. And I've done that same thing myself. When I've received things, I would say, oh no, I can't take that. Now I'm very available for whatever you have to give. I'm very available. Flowers, chocolate, whatever it is, I accept. So to strengthen, that's how we awaken feminine, to strengthen the masculine, we create structure. Like a morning routine or a to-do list. When we feel like we're stuck and we can't get things done, then create a to-do list, create some structure. Set some boundaries, honor commitments. Move your body with purpose. That's where the feminine is like a flow or a free-flow dance. The masculine is exercise to get to have a power walk or to do exercise to get that masculine energy going. Take action on something that you've been putting off and procrastinating. So the balance isn't about being perfect every day. It's about being aware. It's our awareness. And Joan Borashinko says, women are intrinsically mystical, experiencing a direct connection with the divine. And so because of being the nurturers and being able to birth and the, all the things that go along with birth, with birthing, infertility, menopause, all those things, we have that mystery and a passage within us that are related to our spiritual lives. And so we seek a ritual to celebrate that and strengthen that. But almost, if you look back at personal growth, very often personal growth systems were developed by men. And the masculine journey to ascend the ladder of psychological development, right? Do you remember those years? Tony Robbins is a person that comes to mind, that he said, you have to achieve results. You can do this. You can achieve this. You can excel. Which is great, but that's what we were geared towards. There were no other choices. But we're so lucky now because the feminine energy is about deepening the relationship with the divine. And we have people like Carolyn Mace, Brené Brown, Louise Hay, Tara Brach, Marianne Williamson, who have shown us, who have demonstrated for us, here's some ways that we can do that. So the masculine is ascending the psychological development, and the feminine is going deep within to the divine, going doing that work on the inside. So if you notice that your life is ruled by doing and deadlines, it's time to bring that receptive back. Like I said, engage in creative hobbies or spend time in nature. That when we practice mindfulness to prioritize being over doing, that it's such a balance, isn't it? Because we want to get things done and we need to be. So we have to, when we're in that flow, we can figure out when is the right time. When am I in that place to do that? Embrace that fluidity, doing that, those things that help you stretch not only your thinking, but your body as well. We have so much mental work that we do, and we don't incorporate it necessarily in the body. And when we're awake to that, and the feminine energy, we're awake and we pay attention to that. So to cultivate masculine energy is to, like I said, to set clear goals, create a system. It's about structure. It's about routine. It's about problem solving. Am I going to solve that problem? What am I going to do? Having boundaries, saying no when we need to say no, something that us, the feminine side, needs to work on sometimes, right? But if we can move between the two sets of practices, doing one that when we know we want to move forward, we want to get something done, and then receiving, being in that divine of doing and receiving, it becomes a flow. It becomes a dance and it becomes a flow, and that's when we have balance. And so when you start to tune into those energies, you notice something shifts. And it's stopping. You stop forcing the outcomes and start flowing with them, to stop overthinking and start to trust yourself. You stop chasing and start attracting. That when we see people that seem to have that balance, it's because they've mastered that. They've examined both sides. And it's a practice for us to pay attention. Pay attention to, what am I feeling at the moment? What emotions am I feeling? Because when we can pay attention to that, it's giving us direction. It's telling us what we're believing, and we can begin to shift that. We can begin to use that in a different way. When we embody both, we become unstoppable. We're grounded, but yet we're free. We're logical, yet intuitive. Powerful, yet peaceful. And that's the kind of energy that changes everything, from relationships to creativity. And the ancients call this the sacred union, the marriage between the divine masculine and the divine feminine, when we can be in that place of both. And so if you've ever been caught in making a decision about something, notice what is going on, or what do you have to strengthen? What do you have to look at? And that's when we can be in the flow, allow ourselves to be in the flow, and find that place of doing that we need to do. Carolyn May says, the interior power is the province of the self, the power that is unseen, mystical, and practical, and of no practical value in street currency. The interior power is a province of the self, power that is unseen, mystical, and has no practical value in street currency. You can't do anything with your mystical energy. But we know how powerful it is. Those of us on the spiritual journey, we know how powerful it is. She says, we're all born with this uncanny sense that it's our interior self. It's our interior self first. Hi. See, the interior self is just coming out. She wants to be seen. She wants to be seen. And how, you know, just going back to that, as girls, as little girls, we grew up in a time, many of us, where we were not seen. We could not be heard. And we had to be silent. And we were told to don't cry. Don't act out. And Tara Brach tells this story of this family having a family night out at a restaurant. And the waitress takes everybody's order. And she comes up to the little girl and she says, what would you like? And she says, I want a hot dog and fries and a drink. And the father says, no, she'll have meatloaf, potatoes, and some juice. And the waitress never blinked. She looked at the little girl and she said, so, hon, what would you like on your hot dog? And the family was in shock. And the little girl looked at everybody and she said, she thinks I'm real. And isn't that how we felt? That we weren't real? And even now as adults, we go to the doctor and we tell the doctor, I'm having a problem. And they say, oh, it's your imagination. And it's not. And it's not. There are so many things going on for us with hormones and all these other things that we have suppressed and not looked at. And society has suppressed them for us. So we have to pay attention to that and allow that, that it's, allow little Phoebe to come out in all of us, that she's there, that little girl wants to come out and play. And so to allow that, make sure we give that part of ourselves that time. We have a direct radio link to the divine intelligence, right? That we know that we're one with the infinite presence of God that is good. We know what we have to do that. We know how to meditate, how to pray, how to make that connection for ourselves. And so when we're able to do that, we are in partnership with it. And there's a dynamic energy that comes forward. But what it takes for us is to balance the spirit, mind, body, and emotions, for us to be able to feel that, to see that, to understand that. When we hear our head, the ego speaks first and is loudest. How do you know the difference between divine intelligence and ego? The voice of ego is your voice. The voice of divine is dignified, calm, and peaceful. There's just a peace that comes upon us, and that we hear a silent whisper. We hear this little whisper about something to do or something to change. So awareness is our greatest gift. It's so important to be aware of what we are feeling, of what we are thinking. We know that from Science of Mind, all the years of Science of Mind that we've done and the tools that we've used, is to pay attention. What are we thinking? What are our emotions? Because when we're able to do that, we have dominion. And that's divine intelligence. That is us paying attention and harmonizing with ourselves, with the divine. Practice being mindful. Focus your thoughts. Staying centered on love. Notice when you're off course. Being grateful for the bounty of the universe. Being grateful for love and joy and peace. It's so important to be in this moment of now, to recognize that. Because when we are off course, we can be swayed in all different directions. It takes nothing for somebody to come up and say something that throws us off kilter, right? I shared an essay in the Science of Mind magazine this month about I was with a friend and talking about going on a trip. And she says, oh, I'm not going to go on a trip. I was told that it's better not to go right now. And then I was excited about going on this trip with my family. And she says, oh, it's not a good idea to travel right now. And so I took it on. I took that on for myself. It was a moment where I was sensitive and took it on. And so then I left and I went, oh my gosh, did I make a bad decision? Am I not supposed to do this? So what I know is you go, what do I need to know? Knowledge is power. So I called my financial advisor. I said, am I okay? Can I take this trip? I saved up my miles for airfare and I saved up my money. Can I take this trip? She goes, you're great. But I saw how easy it is to give away my power, because I immediately went into doubt. I immediately listened to somebody else's idea and went into doubt. And so when we're aware every moment of what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What is going on for me? If I can stand in that power, somebody can come up and tell me something and I'm not thrown off course. I can learn to respond and not react. I can respond. I can think about what's true for me and respond to the situation. So it makes all the difference for us. The secret is to slow down, to bring attention to the breath. Let's all take a breath. It's time to take a breath and let it out with a sigh. Let's do that again. There's something so powerful in that, allowing yourself to take that breath, allowing yourself to sigh and to notice your breath, pay attention to your breath and empower your breath. So find moments during the day, make sure you're breathing. Do you notice that you're not breathing? I noticed that a lot. I started Pilates a few months ago, and the whole thing with Pilates is the breath. And I realized all these years of exercising, I was holding my breath. I was trying to do things holding my breath. And the whole thing is about breathing through the exercise, breathing through that. So remember to breathe. Feel compassion for yourself and for others. Accept yourself the way you are. Pay attention to your thoughts and your beliefs and your ideas. Rumi says, "You were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly." Thank you. So let's take this into prayer. Let's close with a prayer. Oh, just breathe into this moment of now. How grateful I am for this infinite presence right here and right now. I know there's only one presence, one power, one life, and that life is good. That life is right here and right now. And there is no place where God is not. So I know that in the very breath that I breathe is God. God is that eternal flow moving in and through and as me. I know that for each of us here, we know that, we feel, we receive that. We receive that breath this day. And that right where we are willing to allow the divine feminine and the divine masculine to come into balance. That we allow that divine flow to allow us to be in alignment with the divine flow of life, with the divine flow of the oneness that is God. So I know that we are blessed this day. And I know whatever we need to know, we hear with that still small voice of intuition. Whatever we need to act on, that divine masculine guides us to what we need to do. And that together, the two sides become one. And in that oneness, we are in that eternal presence of grace. And so I give thanks for grace this day, knowing that we are blessed and that we leave here with grace, with love, with light. I give grateful thanks for all of this. And together we affirm. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.